Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the 2nd of December, Friday afternoon. I'm sorry I'm running a little bit late today. I missed you all this morning, but I decided to take Rosette and Mark out for breakfast this morning, and so we went and had a nice breakfast in Rogers, Arkansas. So it's thrown me a little bit behind. What's on my mind this afternoon is a little bit expanding on my thoughts in this morning's devotional. As many of you know, 25 years ago, I was involved in a lawsuit against the state of Missouri. I was a social worker at the time. In the foster care division. I was in charge of licensing and placing children with foster parents, and I was told I would have to start placing these children with homosexuals. And I posted yesterday an article from Baptist Press, an article about the case. It was a nationally known case. The 700 Club came to Kansas City and interviewed me. It was also in the Washington Times, and it was in the Kansas City Star, and the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, who is now an acting attorney for Donald Trump, was the head attorney firm on the case. And it was a five-year battle, and it went to the federal court of the state of Missouri, and we won that case 25 years ago. I shudder to think what would happen today if that case was going on today. I'd probably been taken out on a rail, you know, so to speak. But it was different times 25 years ago. And even though the judge that ruled in my favor was one of the most liberal Clinton-appointed judges, she saw that I had been discriminated because of my religious beliefs, because I asked to be assigned to a different position and they wouldn't do it. And they just continued to discriminate against me. Now, that being said, a lot has happened in my own views since those 25 years ago. First of all, I was part of a very corrupt system. Even 25 years ago, the system was very corrupt. Had I known, I was very naive 25 years ago. Not that I'm not still naive today, but I think I'm less naive than I was. I did not understand the sovereignty of God. I did not understand the absolute predestination of all things. And I'm not saying I fully understand it now, but I certainly embrace it. I've been chastised many times by a gentleman who's put up multiple slanderous videos against me on different social media platforms saying that I'm a hypocrite because I sued the state of Missouri, and now I say that the Declaration of Independence is a fraud. Well, I still uphold that, and I learned that over the years, that man is not entitled from God with certain rights. It's not, God doesn't have an entitlement program. The only entitlement program we have is the unconditional election of God for his elect. And there's a big distinction between the elect and all the rest of the people on the face of the earth. We're told in Ephesians that the elect have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We're also told in Romans 9 that there are two people on the face of the earth, those who are vessels of wrath fitted for destruction, and those who are vessels of honor. And what makes us to differ from anyone else? Nothing other than God's election, unconditional election, love of God, his choice, not ours. And so a lot has happened in my further understanding of the Bible and the way I was raised. I was raised in an Arminian Free Will Church. Most of the people that were involved in the case against the state of Missouri were free willers, including the American Center for Law and Justice and Jay Sekulow. Jay Sekulow I just recently listened to a interview that he did with Tulsi Gabbard on her podcast, and it was all the whole thing was about religious freedom, and the whole presupposition is erroneous because God is not bound to offer any rights to anyone. His creatures are dependent upon him. He's independent of his creatures. The only thing that God has chosen to do is to show unconditional grace to certain people, and others he's chosen to pass by and to fit as vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. And so I wanted to just expand on that a little bit, because the Declaration of Independence says we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. That's a lie. And they say, you know, the rights for property and the pursuit of happiness and all these other things. That's a universal document. It says that all men are created equal and all men are not created equal. All men are created, but they're not created equal. And I pointed out that it's the most asinine to set forth the presupposition that all men are created equal, because some men are born blind, some men are born with sight, some men are born deaf, some men are born with hearing, some men are born dumb, some men are articulate speakers, some men are born in third generation wealth families, others are born in depraved, impoverished, war-torn countries. And so you say, well, is God unrighteous? God forbid, not Romans 9 says. He hath mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Hath not the potter power over the clay? A lot of people make God the clay and man the potter, but it's the other way around. And I've had people take me to task over this. They say, Larry always wants to go to the ninth chapter of Romans to invalidate the Constitution. Yes, I do. And yes, it invalidates the Declaration of Independence too. All men are not created equal, okay, by God. And again, I refer you to Ephesians 1 and 2. If you read through both the chapters, you'll find out what I'm saying is absolutely correct. He's chosen his elect in them from the foundation of the world. He's blessed them with all spiritual blessings in every heavenly places. He's predestinated them to adoption, Ephesians 1:5, and that he has given us an inheritance, according to Peter, undefiled, reserved in heaven for us. We're kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last times. And so the case really taught me a lot about this religious freedom thing, this whole thing about separation of church and state. I believe in separation of church and state, but I believe that the whole argument of separation of church and state was fomented by the Jesuits to further the expansion of Roman Catholicism in the United States, which, as we look at the situation, that's exactly what has occurred. And now we have the Jesuits in control of our foreign policy. We have Georgetown University. We have all these Jesuit universities. We have a majority of the Roman Catholics on the Supreme Court of the United States. It's the furthest thing from separation of church and state. And one of these days there's going to be ushered in a world religion, and they're going to bring about the greatest inquisition that's ever been on the face of the earth. In fact, if we go to the last book of Revelation, we'll find that it tells us that they will receive a mark of the beast, and all those who don't receive it, the only ones that don't receive the mark of the beast are those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world, those who are God's elect. All the rest they're going to make an image to the beast, and they're going to worship the beast, and they're going to bow down to the beast. And if they don't have the mark of the beast, you're not going to be able to buy or sell. And we're going to find that those living during the Great Tribulation are going to be killed. God is going to, Satan is going to be given the power to come against the saints of God. And the saints of God's testimony will be in their blood. And then it says that if for the elect's sake those days will be shortened. If it wasn't for the elect, those days wouldn't be shortened. And so I have changed my understanding of the Bible tremendously. I do not believe in free will. A number of years ago, I wrote a book, and I'll be sure to get it to you if you request it in a PDF format. It's called The Lies of Free Will. Do you control your own destiny? And the answer is no, you don't control your own destiny. Your destiny is in the hands of Almighty God. He works all things after the counsel of His own will. Also reference Ephesians 1. And even our bounds of our habitation are in His control. And so I believe in the absolute predestination of all things. I don't believe there are any maverick molecules. That's really all I have today. I hope the good Lord be with you this weekend. And if anyone would like to have a little bit more information about the case that I brought against the end, obviously I had nothing to do with it. I was just a vessel. Phillips versus the State of Missouri, I wrote a book about it, and I also tell about the process that God brought me to embrace the absolute predestination of all things in that book. I'll be happy to get you a PDF copy of that book. You can order any of my books, including God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting, as well as Biblical Christianity, The Lies of Free Will, Poems for Edification, Volumes 1 through 5. Any of those books are available to any of the people that request them in PDF format if you email me. And you can email me at rothmillerstewart@gmail.com, R-O-T-H-M-I-L-L-E-R, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, @gmail.com. And I'll make sure you get PDF copies of all my books. You can get most of my books from Walmart.com, Lulu.com, Amazon.com, or BarnesandNoble.com. Hope you have a good weekend. God bless.